Roger Sutherland has lived next to this wetland for more than 35 years. He helped build a boardwalk over the soggy marsh to get a close-up view of some of his favorite plants.
You see that plant with the big green flower? That, and there's more along here. That's the pitcher plant. Mm-hmm. These are insect-eating plants, and there's another one called sundew. Here's some right in here.
But like many wetlands throughout the country, this wetland has been invaded by a plant originally found in Europe and Asia. Purple loosestrife was introduced as an ornamental plant. It was a beautiful addition to gardens, but once it took hold in the environment, it outcompeted native plants. Frogs, birds, and insects have relied on these native plants for thousands of years. Purple loosestrife is crowding out their habitat.
We're going to get a lot more shade with this loosestrife, and so these plants that are on these hummocks here, these little insect-eating plants and so on, just can't tolerate that shade. So we'll probably lose them unless I can keep it open here. And I am trying to keep some of this open and trying to keep the poison sumac back. So.
The plant spreads quickly. That's because one plant can produce more than 2 million seeds that spread with the wind like dust. So when it moves into an area, it often takes over, creating a thicket of purple with a dense root system. Land managers have seen populations of ducks and turtles disappear when loosestrife takes over. And research has shown that the plant can reduce some frog and salamander populations by as much as half. So land managers wondered what to do to stop the spread of this weed. They initially tried to control the plant by digging it up, or by applying herbicide to each plant. Trying to kill the plants one by one is hard work, especially considering how abundant purple loosestrife is. But researchers have hope because of a bug. Volunteers have gathered here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to plant purple loosestrife. They're putting dormant loosestrife roots into potting containers and adding fertilizer. When the plants leaf out, they'll be covered with a fine mesh net and become home to a leaf-eating beetle known as Garicella. And Garicella loves to munch on purple loosestrife. The volunteers are creating a nursery to raise more beetles. Once they've got a bunch of beetles growing on the plant, they'll take it to a nearby wetland, and the bugs will be released into the wild. Linda Kofenauer is a member of the Audubon Society. Her group is working with state and local agencies to raise and release these beetles. She says tackling purple loosestrife invasions is a big task, and governments need help from volunteers to deal with the problem.
I mean, this is a serious problem with all the Great Lakes wetlands. It has migrated from the East Coast to the Midwest. So the problem's just too big. Mm-hmm. So they thought up doing this volunteer project, and they've enlisted people all over the state, and we're just one of those.
Volunteers have been releasing their beetles into this wetland for a few years now, and they're beginning to see progress.
It's going really well. For a while, we got off to a slow start, but for 2 years now, we found evidence that the beetles are reproducing on their own. We come out here in the spring, and we see little egg masses. We see larvae that are starting to eat the plants. We see adult beetles on the plants that have wintered over. And that's the thing, to get them to do it on their own.
But releasing a foreign species into the wild is always a concern. There are a number of examples of bugs released into the wild to eliminate a pest, but ended up causing a problem themselves. But before importing a bug that will prey on plants, the federal government requires testing to make sure it won't eat other plants. The tests have been done, and researchers feel that this is an extremely finicky bug. Berndt Blasi is a specialist on invasive plants and ways to control them. He says the beetles were tested on native plants before they were allowed to import the bugs.
And it was shown there that they will not be able to feed and develop on the plants. They will occasionally nibble on them, but they will not be able to develop on them, and they usually move off after they have taken a bite and then move off to other plants.
The leaf beetle is not the only bug researchers are importing. They're also importing two other beetles known as weevils, one that feeds on loosestrife flowers and one that feeds on its root system. Blasi says more than one bug is needed to keep the plant from growing back.
Loosestrife will rebound from resources in the rootstock. If you have the root feeder in the system as well, these fluctuations will be dampened. So loosestrife will not be allowed to come back to higher levels.
People who admire the diversity of plants and animals in wetlands like the idea of keeping purple loosestrife in check. Roger Sutherland welcomes the bugs. He believes they'll help him keep this wetland open for the plants, birds, and insects he's come to know over the years.
We know that the purple loosestrife will probably always be here. But if we can bring it down to a manageable level where you're going to have a pocket here and a pocket there and you can kind of maintain the integrity of this wetland system, then you can't ask for any more than that.
And researchers say that's the goal, to help these wetlands reach a balance so that plants and animals that have evolved to rely on these wetlands for thousands of years can continue to do so. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.